We continue Ketzushulchan Aruch, Siman Tzadik Beis, Sif Gimel. In Refi Baki, if you have an expert doctor, a filo of kachavim, even if he's a nachri or sharmaven or any expert, even if they declare that right now this individual is not in a situation of life and death, still, if we won't do this for him, it could get worse, and it could come to danger. Even if the patient says it's not necessary to do things, anything for him or this treatment for him, we listen to the doctor, and we'll the Shabbos. Certainly, all the Paiskim are of the opinion that it's preferable to use a religious Jewish doctor who has the sensitivity and the feeling of what Shabbos means. But if that doctor is not available, any doctor, particularly in the world we live in where doctors are professionals and their suggestions could be checked on if they were accurate, maybe relied on. And in general, whenever there's a situation of a question of sakanas nefashis, wherever there's a question that a person may be in danger, for example, if you have a young child or older person who are in a place that they're very fearful. So even though it's not necessarily a physical issue, but it's an emotional issue, but it's an emotional issue that can have serious repercussions, we do whatever we have to do. And even if the patient himself is a doctor himself, and he feels that it's not necessary to do anything, since we can't completely rely on the patient himself, we prefer to listen to what the doctor says. If the doctor suggests that we won't do this treatment for him, this patient will not survive. And now, even if we do it, there's only a chance to survive. Still, because there's a rule, chalayl olav Shabbos achas, let's do even minimum, just do chil Shabbos, kadei shishmer Shabbos harbei. And we also explained in previous shurim, even alternative medicine, but it's a treatment plan that has proven to be successful, may be done on Shabbos. Sifdal kol makash b'fnim aguf, any internal wound, danim asofa l'fnim, from inside the mouth, v'gam mishnayim b'chlal, and so too is the teeth, where there's a real wound, we do immediately chil Shabbos, but there's no need for evaluation. Even if there are no experts, the patient himself is not saying anything, we will do whatever we do all the time. Aval, but we know this patient and this disease, shemamtim, that he could wait. Vein etzorach l'chil Shabbos, and chil Shabbos is not necessarily ein mechalim. Mechushim ein nekroi maka, just some pain is not considered a maka. Mishachosh b'shinai, somebody who has a toothache, or mitzdar olav ma'oid, and he's really in pain. Atshachom menekal gufa, it's affecting his entire situation. Could ask a nachri to remove the pain and the tooth. And here, again, the main point here is that whenever there's a chance, as we will see, for infection could become extremely dangerous, and we do what we have to do. If somebody has a terrible toothache, but it's not in any way dangerous, so certainly, if that tooth could be removed by a nachri, and even more so, if the nachri could remove it without any blood coming out, then there's room for leniency. Sifhei, maka shal gavayav gavregel, maka, a wound that's on top of the hand, on top of the foot, v'ken komakam shenasis machmas basil, if somebody was cut by piece of metal. And I think what this means to say is because he was cut by a piece of metal, there's a real chance that he may become infected. And therefore, we could do whatever we have to do. And therefore, even if the doctor suggests that this patient should get a tetanus shot, he's allowed to get that shot in Shabbos. Somebody has a boil by the rectum. V'kemi shabala aluka, somebody swallowed an insect, or shenoshka kalv shoyta, who's bitten by a dog with rabies, ayechem mezachli ofer, he was bitten by anything that crawls on the ground. Afilu sofika meimus m'lav, we're not really sure what is the status of this insect. V'kemi shesh by kadachas chazoka b'yosab, somebody has a serious fever, mechalam v'asa Shabbos, for all these people were Bimchal Shabbos. Aval kadachas hamatsuya. But if somebody who just has a cold or even a flu, the halach is for such a person, emichalim, we should not have chil Shabbos through a Jew. Elois on the day, we should rather have it, whatever needs to be done, should be done through a nachri. Sevav, mishach sodam. So it could either mean a blood clot or some sort of a blood disease. Mekizanaisamiyad, which they, in those days, would immediately do bloodletting for such a disease. We're allowed to bloodlet. The Paiskim say that this includes when somebody, blood pressure goes very high or goes very low. And if we did have causes now, and then the person got cold, we can make a flame to warm up by a field of Tekufas Tamas, even in the summer. If somebody has an eye problem with both eyes, or there's abundance of liquid in one of the eyes, or they're tearing up, or blood is coming out of the eyes, or anything which is dangerous for the eye, then we're allowed to do chil Shabbos. And this is based on the Gemara Masecht Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Ches Amud Beis, the Shruki the Ayna Beliba Italia, that the eye vision is connected to the heart, and therefore any serious eye ailment is treated as a Chol Shesh Besakarim. And the Pesukim can point out that even if the doctors say that this concept that the eye and the heart are connected is not something that they accept medically, it doesn't make a difference. Because once Chazal established that this is a medical fact, that is something that we have to recognize, we accept as the halacha, and their opinion is not what we will follow. And similarly, if somebody had something enter the eye, again, which could cause an eye infection, the halacha was allowed to be Michal Shabbos. Chol shesh b'shekana shetzorach lebasar, a chol shesh b'shekana that needs meat, v'yesh kam basar asar, and there's non-kosher meat available. Shoich na avuroi, we shecht kosher meat. Ve'im achilan esay basa asa, we won't serve him the non-kosher meat. So, the reason the Paiskim give for this, one is because the halacha is that for chayla, we're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. But there is no halacha specifically that for chayla, we're allowed to eat non-kosher. And therefore, rather be mechal Shabbos than serve him non-kosher. And another pshat is that every time the chayl eats a kazayis of non-kosher meat, he's oivan aveira. But when you shecht an animal, it's only one act of shchita. So this is the halacha, that we don't serve him non-kosher meat. The question that comes up is, what about foods that are also to be eaten, but they're only also rabbonin? The Paiskim say that food that's only also rabbonin, if that's the food that's available, we don't have a right to be mechal Shabbos with an issa deraisa to prevent him from eating an issa derabbanan. But we are allowed to be mechal Shabbos with an issa derabbanan to save him from eating an issa derabbanan. Unless we have a situation that this patient is adamant that he refuses to eat something which is not kosher, even if it's only non-kosher with Rabbanon. And again, as we learned and will learn, the patient's mental, emotional status is also critical. And if this patient is insistent that he's refusing to eat this kind of food, then we can be mechal Shabbos. But we don't feed him non-kosher meat. When they will tell him that he ate non-kosher meat, he'll become so disgusted. Again, it can have a very serious effect on this person's state. But when that is in consideration, if we're dealing with a child, or shatatim with the refus, or he's not in a very strong emotional state, or let's say, Rahman Slan, he's in a coma, so he doesn't really realize what's happening. There we do serve him the non-kosher meat, and we don't shecht for him on Shabbos. If we cook on Shabbos, we cook for a sick individual. A healthy person may not eat from that food on Shabbos. Then the healthy person can eat from the food immediately after Shabbos, in Bishul Yisrael, even though it was cooked by a Jew, because it was cooked with permission. If a light was turned on by a Jew on behalf of a chayla, the loch is that a Jew could benefit from that light, because there's a concept of nelech or nelameya. He didn't do anything more or less on behalf of the healthy person. Sif Yod, Misha writes from Lana, say, Shiava Avera Fili Shah. If somebody is being coerced to do an Avera, a Fili Avera Chamura, even if it's a serious Avera, Eim Chamwa Shabbos Kedei Latzil Mavera. We're not Mechal Shabbos to prevent this. But here too, the Pesach can say that means we won't be Mechal Shabbos with a Chil Shabbos the Raisa. But a Chil Shabbos the Rabbanon, then we would be allowed to do. But that's only to prevent this person from doing an Avera. But to help the person do a mitzvah, we have no right to Mechal Shabbos even with an Issa the Rabbanon. Avim writes from Lenin, so if he's being coerced, Lohamas Das, to convert, or Lohaitzim Klal Yisrael, to remove him from Klal Yisrael, afilu katan ktana, even if we're dealing with young children, hachiv who akomish biyad l'shtad l'tziloi, anybody who could do anything to save him, afilu tzok l'chal Shabbos b'sa d'raisa, then we should do what even chil Shabbos d'raisa, even for a katan ktana who are not yet or bar mitzvahs. K'moi, and the halacha here is similar, like we're obligated to mechal Shabbos for chal shesh b'shekana. The ksiv, as the pasuk says, v'sham b'nei yisrael so Shabbos, amr tarech chalal olav Shabbos achas, kedei shiyishma Shabbos harbe. Be mechal one Shabbos, that he should be able to be keep many Shabboses. And as the pasuk can say, this is not a one-for-one situation. As long as what we're doing has the potential of helping this person, then we have to do whatever we have to do from leaving the way of Hashem. And even if we're not certain if what we're doing will be helpful, we still should be mechal Shabbos, that we should do whatever we can, just like when there's a situation of pekuach nefesh, and we're not certain what we're doing will be helpful, we still have to do what we have to do. If somebody deliberately wants to leave Klal Yisrael, then we have no right to be mechal Shabbos with this deraisa on his behalf. The kivan shapasha, since what he's doing deliberately. It's not my obligation to do something wrong, because he wants to do something wrong. But if what is involved is only nisad rabbanon, to go outside the tchum, or to ride on an animal, or to go on a wagon, to carry money, muksa, in these type of examples, yesh matirim l'chal b'shvil atziloi, then we're allowed to do these halachas. We're allowed to do whatever we can, but it's certainly when it's also the rabbanon to save him from going off. And there are those that are even lenient when this person is doing what he's doing deliberately. And if there's a question, if what he's doing, is it deliberate, where we're saying that you could do a Nisa Deraisa, or if it's not deliberate, you could do a Nisa Deraisa. If it's deliberate, you could only use to do as a Drabonon. We have a Suffolk, we treat it like it's something that he's not doing deliberately, and we're Mechal Shabbos even with a Nisa Deraisa.